FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Basic Education Minister Sibiwe Gwahube says 93% of the more than 3,000 pit toilets at schools in the country have been eradicated. Gwahube was briefing the National Council of Provinces earlier. The deadline to eradicate all pit latrines is the 31st of this month.
Of the 3,372 pit toilets that were identified for eradication under the SAFE initiative. I am pleased today to make the report that we are moving closer and closer to ensuring that all of the entire backlog that was identified will soon be eradicated.
The 12 Apostles Church in Trinity says it's still shocked following the weekend bus accident that claimed the lives of 9 of its members and injured others. Initial investigations have revealed a burst tire might have caused the 82-seater vehicle to lose control and roll down an embankment between Mandeni and Guadaguza on the N2 on Sunday. It's understood the church members were travelling back to Shaka Scroll from a church service in Richards Bay. Families have begun the process of identifying their loved ones. Emmanuel Mpungosi is the provincial secretary of the church.
Most of the members are humble members of the church. If you can see that people who can move from Shaka to Richards Bay, you can see that those people are the people who like the church, who are the workers, who are the people who believe in God, the members of the church which are strong enough. So we have lost soldiers. In the families, we know that there are some of them who are the breadwinners. It means that most of the families will be left with no one to put the bread on the table.
Guadaguza Municipality says it's working with KZN Transport to find possible solutions to reduce crashes on that stretch of the N2 ahead of the Easter weekend. The fires aboard a cargo ship and a tanker which collided in the North Sea off East Yorkshire have continued to burn overnight. A search for a missing crew member has been called off following yesterday's incident. 36 people were rescued and the incident is being investigated. The tanker, which was carrying jet fuel, is leaking into the sea. The other vessel was carrying toxic sodium cyanide. And for those running SMMEs, Google has opened applications for its free virtual boot camp. The 2025 Hustle Academy program will focus on AI-powered business training, offering skills in digital marketing, financial management, and leadership development. The company says the camp will also provide expert mentorship and a robust entrepreneurial network. It's open to participants in South Africa, Kenya, and Nigeria. Your small and medium-sized business must have been operating for at least a year and looking to expand. Your top story, a suspect has been arrested for failure to safeguard firearms and is expected to appear in the Guadaguza Magistrates Court. The Basic Education Minister has also just told the NCOP that they've eradicated 93% of the more than 3,000 pit toilets at schools in the country. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.